supposed to say there's a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Beautiful pasuk. So the Torah begins. Torah begins in this week's parasha with a simple pasuk. Kara Moshe the Aron of the Bnei Yisrael was on the eighth day. Remember again, the parasha opens up. Parasha opens up with Klal Yisrael getting ready to inaugurate the Mishkan. So at this point in time, remember, for the last 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu has been functioning as the Kohen Gadol. They've been putting up the Mishkan, taking down the Mishkan, and now on the eighth day, the reins are going to be passed over to Aaron and to his sons. So as I said, there's an interesting idea. So Rabbi Yisrael of Rezhin raises an interesting shayla. The truth is, Sfas Emes does, as well many of the Mefarshim do, and they say the following. Hari Amru, the Gemara Maseches Megillah says that Kol Makom Shene'emar Vayehi Eino Ela Lashon Tsar. So wherever the Torah introduces, or wherever you see in Tanakh, Vayehi, right? Vayehi. So Vayehi always means Lashon Tsar. So we'll say, we had this, you remember, by the Megillah. Vayehi, actually, the Gemara makes a distinction between Vayehi and Vayehi Bimei. So the Gemara says, sometimes Vayehi is good, sometimes it's not good. But ask the Rishoner, wherever you see Vayehi, that always means that there's going to be Tsar. It's going to be Tsar. So why does the parasha open up with Vayehi? So of course, the simple answer is what? The death of Nadav and Abihu. That already the Torah itself, Torah Kedosh, is foreshadowing the death, the tragic death of Nadav and Abihu, that takes a day that was supposed to be filled with such incredible simcha and totally changed it, miyagon la'avelo, right? Misimcha la'avelo. So Vayehi, I want to say there's a beautiful insight by the Sfas Emes. So the Sfas Emes says the following, I want to quote to you. Let's listen to these words. We have a few minutes. I want to read it to you inside. He says, Yisrael Kedosh. Yisrael, of course, are very holy people. Rak shiva yam liyishlam. So we'll say, you know, the reality is the difficult part of life is what? That we only have 7 days throughout the week. That's the hardest part. Ha'adim mislach lech yom achar yom ba'avak achulim ba'avonos. V'shichvas halich luch mitztaveres v'topachas miyom liyom. Lo ra'i avak shayom rishon ka'avak shayom ha'shishi. So we'll say, see, what happens over the course of the week? So over the course of the week, we'll say, so we make mistakes. We commit averos, and we get dusty. You know, we get a little bit filthy over the course of the week. And every single day has its own schmutz. And every single day has its own dust that accumulates over the course of the week. That's just the nature of the experience of during the week. The dust builds up. But what happens? El lebasof ba yom hashvi. I will say something amazing happens. What happens? Shabbos. Shabbos happens. Va adam rochets umitar mikol ha'avak haruchni. What happens on Shabbos? I want to say something amazing, which is I have the ability to shake off the dust of all of the previous 6 days. You know what he's referring to? What we saw. We're going to see that the halacha is that by Sheva Brachas, right? By Sheva Brachas, in order to say Sheva Brachas, you always have to have Panim Chadashos. You always have to have someone new who was not at the Chasana, with one exception, which is Shabbos. Why, says Tosis? Because Shabbos is Panim Chadashos. What's the pshat? Well, you ever wonder about that? What's the pshat? Everybody banks on this for Shabbos Shadow Brachas, right? So what's the pshat? The Shabbos Panim Chadashos. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means, says Sfas Emes. I'm a new person. I was at the Chasana. I might have been in every single other Shabbos Brachos, but I was there on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today I'm a different person. I'm Panim Chadashos. I'm someone new. Because come Shabbos again, I'm able to go in and shake off all of the dust. I'm literally a new person. He says, "Umaschil daf chadash b'chaim." You know what the beauty of Shabbos is? Shabbos is a brand new start. Shabbos is a new beginning. Panim Chadashos ba'u l'kan means that Shabbos offers me the opportunity to shake off the dust of during the week and just become a dramatically new individual. And therefore, l'macharas, the day after Shabbos, Rabosai is what? It's Eino Yom Hashmini. It's not the eighth day, rather, Elo Yom Rishon. It says the Sfas Emes, Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos. It's a brand new first day. It's a brand new beginning. Now, Shabbos is really the new beginning. But then Sunday, Yom Rishon becomes the brand new beginning in my weekday life. So Shabbos is the first, my day of spiritual rejuvenation. Shabbos is the day where I shake off the dust. Shabbos is the day of Panim Chadoshos Bolakan. I'm a brand new person on Shabbos. But says the Sfas Emes, V'ulam Kishelo Rochitz V'Tahar. So we'll say, here's the problem. If a person doesn't utilize Shabbos, and a person doesn't rejuvenate on Shabbos and remake themselves on Shabbos, and Shabbos comes and goes without any cathartic change, so what happens? So remember, this only works if a person chooses to be panim chadashos. But if a person chooses just to waste away a Shabbos, and again, Shabbos comes and goes, and maybe even some more dust accumulates on me on Shabbos, then it turns out that what? Then the day after Shabbos is not Yom Rishon. Rather, what is the day after Shabbos? Yom Shemini. It's the eighth day, instead of being the first. Al kein da bevade yesh leisbate b'lashon tzar vayehi. So it says the Sasam is something so beautiful, which is that the Vayhi Bayom HaShmini means Vayhi is always a lotion of Tsar. Sasam says, the Torah is telling me that the Torah said there are two ways I could live my life. You know, we all make mistakes during the week. It's inevitable. It's just part of the human condition. We all make mistakes and missteps. But the beautiful part is that Ribono Shel Olam gave us a weekly reset button. Gave us a weekly Yom Kippur. Gave us a weekly Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan, and that's Shabbos. But I have to choose to use it. I have to choose to activate it. If I choose to activate Shabbos, then what? Then the day after Shabbos is Yom Rishon, brand new beginning. If I Chas V'Shalom choose not to activate Shabbos, and it's just another day with more dust accumulating, then it's Bayom HaShmini. And I, woe to the person whose Sunday becomes his Yom HaShmini. That's Vayehi, Lashon Tsar. What tsar there is in the person who chooses not to activate the reset, who chooses not to activate again that Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan, and just simply becomes an eighth day. His, what could have been the first becomes the eighth. That's the Lashon, says the Sasemis of Vayehi. The Lashon of Tsar is someone who chooses not to activate the Panim Chadashos, chooses not to activate the reset, but chooses simply to keep trucking along with the dust of life accumulating upon us. So we should be Zochem Retz Hashem as we enter into Shabbos. We know we all make mistakes during the week. We all make missteps during the week. There are all things we look back at over the course. Forget about lifetime. You know, forget about lifetime. Just during the past week, if I could redo certain things in this past week, what I wouldn't do is start again. But I can't start again. This is where I am. But the beautiful part is we should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to become Panim Chadashos, to become new people over the course of this Shabbos. We should be Zochem to recharge ourselves. We should be Zochem to shake off the dust. And in doing so, we should be Zochem to start the next week not with a Yom Shmini, but a Yeretz Hashem with a Yom Rishon.